Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Monday. Woo. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It was actually the perfect weekend. I'm sorry to see it go. Usually, you know how I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, finally, it's Monday. That boring old weekend is gone. This weekend was just... Just moi.
Did you just listen to Taylor Swift the whole weekend or what?
Oh, you know me. I never take Tay-Tay off. Just give me all the good poetry and the singing and the guests. Well, she doesn't have that many guests. It's all your thoughts. I love Taylor's thoughts. I love her poetry. There's a lot of, I have a lot of information. You know, the world has gone crazy over this record, so...
Duh.
That's right, Billy.
But wait, there's more? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, just a little. It's just fun. Fun to talk about. There's a big fight between her and Kim Kardashian now, which is super fun. Just like a rekindling of the old fight. It's great.
I thought there was never... When did they ever put it back together?
That I guess it just calmed down and she just stuck a poker in her, you know? So it's like, ow, well, that's woken back up then. You're rotten. Actually, Kim hasn't even freaking responded to it. It's just, you know, the people keep this going. It's like Kim versus Taylor and the people are just breaking down every inch of that song. I think it's called Thank You, Amy. And it's got the K in thank and the I and M in Amy, which is spelled A-I-M-E-E. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're capitalized. So everyone's like, oh, my God, she's talking about Kim. And even the lyrics, when you look on Apple Music, even the lyrics have the K-I-M and all the different iterations of it throughout the lyric. Oh, it's incredible, Vinny.
Girl fight. Girl fight. Girl fight.
Although, they never have to be in the same room together and they can still, like these days, you don't even have to, you just say mean things about each other on in the internet. God, the internet. It's brought us so many wonders. And this. Anyway.
I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Great weekend. How was yours?
Really good. I mean, you know, the weather was what it was. Perfect.
Oh, just glorious. Glorious. Like yesterday, I actually was getting sweaty. I'm like, oh, this is incredible.
Just sitting there?
No, I was working on stuff, you know. It wasn't Earth Day, but I still had things to do with the Earth. I got a yard to take care of. The joys of homeownership, people. You plant a big, elaborate garden. You now have to take care of a big, elaborate garden. So, enjoy.
Well,
I am. Thank you.
We all make our beds, don't we?
We do. And then there you are lying in it.
I wanted six kids. Now I'm under six kids. Well, yeah.
Right. God, who knew that they would... You'd think you'd just buy all the stuff for the first kid, then all the kids share it afterwards. And
you'd still have time to, you know, I don't know, eat, bathe.
Right. Poop by yourself.
Live.
You know, right.
Nope.
Be alone for a half second. Nah, not so much. Well, you do make your bed. You do lie in it.
Right. No, it was a really nice weekend. And, you know, Nona's got a few more days with us. So we've been partying and it's good.
How's that cold doing?
You know, it definitely is improving.
Oh,
and
that's good.
But
still got your handy dandy towel cough.
I do. You know, look, I don't know if COVID and the common cold got together and made a baby, but woof, this is for a common cold. This cough is no joke. So yeah, I've been suffering. I'm not into it. I don't like it.
Yeah, the common cold, COVID, and the pollen.
Oh, my God. The allergies they're having a glorious three-way.
Or some sort of orgy.
It's like a just a upsetting orgy. The orgy where everyone is sneezing and stuffed up and, oh my God. You know how I hate when John sniffs?
God.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Oh yeah. This must be your time.
The poor guy, he's got a runny nose and what a jerk he tries to sniff it up.
I know, he's such a jerk. Oh, I just have to, I just am constantly handing him a box that, I'm like, don't sniff, just blow. He's like, doesn't help. I'm like, then don't bother sniffing. Why bother? Why are you bothering? But I don't say that out loud because I'm not supposed to have an opinion about stuff. So I just...
Way to let that go.
Yeah. You know me. Always just letting things go. I can't... Look, it's not... Obviously, it's not just John. Bryn gets on this morning and he's all just sniffing.
Oh,
and
it's tough,
so stuffed up. And he's like, I don't even leave my... He's got triple pane windows because he lives by the airport. And he won't go outside. And he's still suffering.
No, I go outside, but even at home, in the house, I'm not sure if the pollen just, like, somehow gets in or what. I just can't sleep at night. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course. It sucks. And it's funny, we were playing that song by Green Day, Still Breathing. I'm like, I'm barely breathing. It's hard to breathe. I'm, like, mouth breathing the whole time.
It's so uncomfortable. I mean, it's just awful. Just the constant sneezing, and he's like, my eyes itch, and then he's outside, and he's touching things, and then he's like, oh, my eyes, and he's itching his eyes. I'm like, okay.
I gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, like, you gotta not touch your eyes.
For many
even
reasons.
Even I know that.
Yeah, I mean, I look old because my eyes are, like, wrinkled, like, you know, the under eye, whatever it is,
sure,
the darkness.
Very sensitive skin around
and
your
then,
eye.
And you're not supposed to do that because of the germs or whatever, but... The other day, I was cooking and eating. It was so great. And I love spicy food, so I washed my hand like four times.
Uh-oh.
Knowing that, you know, spicy. And then I rubbed my eyes. It was like habanero sauce. Oh, my God, dude. I was on fire.
You still hadn't gotten it all off your hands?
It hadn't gotten off. Because
you have to be so careful with
it
that.
It just lingers. And I love, like, rubbing my eyes feels like...
I know.
It's quite orgasmic. Like, you know, this feels so good.
I concur. You're not supposed to do it. Your mom yells at you. You're going to give yourself wrinkles. Your eyes are... But man, does it feel so good to rub your eyes. Especially when they're a little bit itchy. It's like, it is orgasmic. It's like, it just feels so good. And just to pull on them and, oh, I'm doing it right now. It feels so good.
On Saturday night.
Yes.
And I was still, so for the most part, I just have this leftover cough. That's it. I feel fine. Mostly fine, except that this cough's
lingering,
just killing my throat.
Right.
But anyway, so the missus goes, we're going to go to dinner. Nona's here. Let's go out. You need to be ready. We're leaving at 4:30. And I go, okay. So we split at 4:30 and we go to this restaurant we like. And we're in line because you got to line up before the place opens.
Oh, wow.
So I drop her off. I go park the car. She's in line. It's a routine. We've got it down.
Kind of food is it?
It's a bunch of different. I've told you about this place. They make this fried chicken without the bone. It's their like signature dish. I think it's one of those things they made and now they can't.
Not make it.
They have a rotating menu, but they can't take this off. I bet it sells out every single night.
Oh, is there a chance that it sells out before you get to it? Is that?
It's absolutely. It's so good.
See.
It's become their signature dish. They have to change like what's with it, I guess, because they're, you know, chefs and they're probably bored out of their heads over, you know, this one thing.
Oh, the
that's
sides
such a
that
success.
It comes with, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we get there, we're in line, and our friends, unbeknownst to me, out of nowhere, Emily and Brian walk up, and I go, oh, my God, what a trip. You guys are here, too. And they're like, should we stand in line with you guys? And I'm like, are we eating together? I mean, I don't know if we're, yeah, of course. And I'm not even getting it yet. But so we're talking, and I'm like, okay, so the McCutcheon showed up out of nowhere.
Okay.
And then we get to the door, and the guy goes, for six, right? And Christina goes, yeah. And I'm like, six? One, two, three. No? What is happening here? And out of nowhere, in walks Deepak and his wife. And so all of a sudden, it's the surprise party that I didn't get because I was sick or whatever. I don't know.
Oh,
I was
funny.
Like, what is happening here?
Wait, so you and it was so your mom wasn't in line with you. I was thinking the
and
the whole
mom
family's
stayed home
going.
With the kids. Like, no, it was just me and the missus, and nope, she didn't say one word to me about anything other than we're going to our, you know, one of our favorite restaurants. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. And then we see the McCutcheons, and then they're with us, and I'm like, oh, well, this is what a coincidence. But yeah,
what
great.
Fun. Yeah.
We'll eat with you guys. And then when at the door, the guy goes, table for six? And she's like, yep. And I'm going, I don't, who?
Oh, that's so cute.
And then Deepak drove from Oakland to Santa Cruz.
That's love right there.
It was an awesome night. We had such a blast. It was really cool and a total surprise. Like, and it had been planned.
I love it. I think that's great. That's just a little something special for you.
It was neat. It was really, really
sweet.
Cool. I definitely felt you know, when you feel the love and you're like, oh God.
Oh,
I wish I didn't feel the love.
No, stop. You love love.
Yeah, I know, but I feel so squashy about it. Like,
it's your thing.
Yeah, I wish I could give you all $50. Like, do you want $50? How do I get paid?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'll take $50. $50.
Not you guys. Jeez, you didn't show up.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you color your coloring books?
I didn't get to yet.
No.
They're positioned where I want to go use them, but man, these kids never stop needing.
Yeah.
Needing and needing.
You don't want to let them. Those are your coloring books and your crayons. Like, that's a nice set.
Well, I will certainly use them with them using their own. If we have time for that this week, that'll be
yeah, right.
That'll be fun.
They're going to color your books for sure.
We got your kids some coloring books and crayons.
Well, I'm going to use them, believe me. But definitely they are. I've told you, I'm not that guy that can be like, this is mine. I share with them. If you ask,
that's for the best. You got to just let some of that stuff go, right? I mean, especially when you have kids.
I was trying to tell you the other day, like 70s parents had that crap down. They did what they wanted, and the kids were there, but like...
To be seen and not heard.
All that right. Stuff, all those old adages that you probably made up, they're there.
I've been doing it since I was very young, so...
I know. So, yeah, I can't do that. Oh, you want this last cookie? Here you go. Yeah, all the stuff. I never... I don't know how... I mean, even you're like, I trained my kids, I yelled at them, and I was the monster, and they knew. I can't even do that.
Yeah. Yep, I'm definitely harsher than you are when it comes to that, because I was just like, this is... And now it's over. Oh, my God, it's so great. You have that to look forward to. It is over. It's over.
It's never going to be over.
No, it's over. Oh, that's so funny that you just say that line. I have a story about that today.
Was Riley there for the barbecue on Friday night?
No, we didn't hang out with Riley this weekend, unfortunately. He was here during the day because we work on our thing, but...
Please tell me he went to Coachella.
No. He did this. He did an all-day hike on, I think it was on Friday. I'm not really in charge of his thing. But we had stuff going on. We were alone on Saturday. We watched that movie that I mentioned to you guys, some sci-fi thing, which now I can't even think of the name of. It isn't a good sign for it. And we finished our show Fallout that we were watching. I really, really can't recommend that more highly. It's based on a video game, and yet I absolutely loved that show. I really thought it was great. So unfortunately, we finished it up. We binged that basically.
No,
yeah,
nice.
But then mostly, you know, there was a little Pokemon thing that happened on Saturday, so that was fun. Ooh. It took a couple hours and.
Pokemon.
Did you get any new like rare nuggets?
No, I got some shiny Bellsprouts.
Bellsprouts.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right,
that's cute.
They eventually evolved to a Victory Bell. So
after you incubate them, I see.
Oh, yeah, you know stuff, Bryn. You,
I've learned.
After you incubate them, what? Who knows that?
Just by being around. Is that correct though, Sarah? She's looking at me funny.
Sure. Yeah, let's go with that.
You incubate them, don't you? You put them in some sort of incubator and then wait a certain amount of time.
Yeah, that's for eggs, but they're...
Oh, my bad.
I'm sorry about that.
You evolve them.
Exactly.
That's
that,
right.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're a double evolve, too, because there's Weepin' Bell in the middle, and then there's...
At the state yesterday, I was out with the kids, with my daughter. I brought her to play with her friends. That's it. If one of you guys asks any one of the parents for Pokemon, we're leaving. I just said that yesterday to Cameron. Because they always figure out how to get somebody's phone.
Somebody's, and then they can run around and play Pokemon.
One of the parents, and then like five kids are around the screen. It's just like, you know, it's
and
sad.
And you're outside and at
yeah,
a playground.
It's super sad. And Saturday, by the way, we picked up Kaya.
You haven't seen Kaya in 3 weeks.
15 days.
Oh, boy. Feels like forever.
So my parents, like, they got off the ship. They give me Kaya. They go home. My dad handles some business. And then by the evening, back on the ship. Off to wherever they're going for another 2 weeks. Saturday they arrive.
They must love it, dude. There's no way you'd do that if you didn't love it. They must
this
be
time
super
with Derek.
Stoked.
Derek's with them this time. Derek and Joyce.
Is there like, oh, Derek? Oh, so your other kid is going with that.
That's right.
Fun.
Yeah.
Where are they cruising to?
This time it's called, I don't know, something about, it's like the California coast or something like that. I forget what
so
it
really,
is.
So really, it's just get on the boat and we're just going to drive around.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know where they're going. So it's I can't
Catalina.
Keep track of it. But they go everywhere with that big old ship.
So they must have laundry service on these boats.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, so they basically,
the
they
tier.
Stay packed.
There, you know, there are tiers on this boat where, you know, they're the top tier, it's the elite tier. So they'll dry clean your stuff and wash your clothes and fold it and put it back neatly.
They get back on the same boat or did they get back
on think they got back on a different boat that was, but they left their luggage on the boat because they're with, you know, Princess Cruises, shame. And eventually, when they get off the boat, the cruise line knows to take their luggage and move it to the next boat, to the next room.
Oh, I can't trust that. So, I don't trust that for 1 second. No way.
Yeah.
That's great. So they walked off the boat with nothing except for like a bunch of luggage.
A baby. They had the baby.
A bunch of luggage for Kaya. They had like a whole thing for Kaya. I'm like, dude, like three bags and a carry-on
Yeah,
for
that's
Kaya.
The problem with kids. You don't travel with kids because you're like, I need diapers. I need bottles. I need it's a whole freaking thing. I need a seat. I need what do they call those things that you put them in and wheel them around? Not wheelchairs. What are those called?
Trolley thing?
Or? No, he's talking about a stroller.
Stroller!
That's I thought you were talking about luggage.
It's a wheelchair for kids. Let's
it's a wheelchair for kids. Yeah, right. It's true.
So I'm just saying, you need a lot of stuff. It's a whole freaking thing.
It's crazy.
Oh, that is that's just freaking fascinating. That whole you see those things where now they've got these super yachts that they're building and they are selling condos on them. People just live on the boat and then all the people who own condos on the boat vote for where they're going next.
Oh, that's fun.
Like and
that's pretty cool.
It's for rich people, like even the studio, like these really high-end ones, right? They were like, it was like, you know, over $1 million for the one bed in the room and tiny little room. But then they've got the really lavish ones. You can pay $20 million. It's like, if you've got $20 million to spend on a condo, on a boat, just go get your own boat. Like, what are you doing?
Well, they like the people.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe,
I
guess.
That's the shared experience,
sure.
But also
God, I hate shared
experiences. They come with staff. That comes with staff. Like you've got, you don't have to hire your own staff. You don't
and
have to
all
fire
the food
your own
and
staff.
All the stuff. Right?
That's the way you live as kid. Like Bryn just said it. His parents are living as carefree as humanly possible. They don't even pick up their own bag and move it to the new spot.
They don't have.
I get it. I wouldn't do it, but I get it.
That'd be quite a retirement. You should tell them about these boats.
Well,
go do that.
I don't know how long ago the story was, but there was a story about someone, a couple that was not rich, but figured out we could stay on cruises and our money will last.
Yes, I remember you talking about that. That was the first time we heard about this sort of retirement aboard a ship thing.
And
it's not forever, right?
Rich people. Well, their plan is to keep doing it. Like they didn't buy a lifetime ticket,
right.
But their plan is we sold our home and we're staying out on cruises. And it sounds like they get incentivized, right, Bryn? I mean, your dad gambles and they're like, we're bumping you up.
We're taking the gambling guy, for
sure.
We
have a cruise calendar that Joyce made for them and they're booked through like May of 2025. So, I mean, they come home for a week or two here and there to hang out with their grandkids.
Or take them on the... I mean, your kids are basically going to grow up on cruise ships. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone for Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I mean, they're having a good time.
Good for them. Living it. Living the dream. Of whatever that, you know, that very specific dream of always being on a cruise ship. That's your dream. It can be attained. Unbelievable. Fun.
It does seem fun. I'd do it if I could.
Would you?
Yeah. At least for a few years. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, the few times I've cruised, I mean, I've done
you
it like five
like
times.
It. There's a certain, right? Some people, it's just built for them. Other people are like, get me off of this place. Okay, here we go. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. See you right after this song.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.